Hello and welcome to episode 31 of this August mini arc of Comfort Food. This is the finale, so after this I won't be giving you a daily update anymore, but hopefully come next weekend me and Kristen, or Kristen and I, will have worked out a slightly different schedule and we can bring something back, hopefully. We'll see. Whenever she's back, we'll sort something out, I'm sure. So, given this is the finale, I wanted to do something slightly different. I was going to run over some of the highlights that I've talked about over this month and, like, pick out some gems that I really think you should check out. So, in the regular run of episodes, excluding the special Saturdays and subscriber Sundays, I have recommended 25 TV shows to check out. And alongside that, 20 movies to check out, 2 podcasts in the regular episodes, and 1 video game, which you can still get for free, by the way. If you have PS Plus, I would go get Fall Guys Ultimate Knockout if you've got PS Plus on PlayStation. So what I wanted to do was, of the TV shows I've recommended, ones that I wanted to particularly highlight that are particularly good. I hope that you've maybe tested out a few if you've been in lockdown or in quarantine and have needed something to watch. I hope you've tried out an episode or two of some series that seemingly the plot sounds quite good or it sounds all right to you. But I just wanted to highlight some standouts that I think you really should check out. So if you were looking for a documentary style show, I would probably go, or the more factual one, I suppose, I would go for Last Week Tonight with John Oliver, if you can see it on Now TV, because especially coming up to election time in the US, I think his voice and commentary is quite important to see how the American elections are going. I think it's quite important, some of the topics he covers, and like at the moment his voice is quite worthy and necessary. I would go back and try and watch the series of Patriot Act that are on Netflix. Netflix have said that they're actually ending Patriot Act, which I think is a big shame, because alongside Last Week Tonight, I think Patriot Act is quite a massive show to have on there to sort of highlight big issues. If you're looking for comedy shows, I've recommended a fair few comedy shows, but some of the main highlights, if you're looking for like old school comedy, and I mean old school as in it was in the 90s, I would go back for Freaks and Geeks. It's where you'll find some of the big actors like Jason Segel and Seth Rogen and James Franco got their starts and really got their acting chops, and I would really give that a go. So Freaks and Geeks is great, and it's only one season, so I would recommend checking that out. Some of the other highlights for comedy, I mean, I would definitely suggest you check out Derry Girls if you've never seen it. You may, if you're not watching in Ireland and you may be in America or somewhere else, you may want to turn on subtitles because their accents are quite thick, but I think the comedy is top notch there. It's like peak. Alongside that, I would suggest It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia. There's many seasons to catch up there, but equally the comedy there is like off the charts. It's amazing. An important one I think to watch is probably Afterlife. If you've ever had to, I mean, it seems trite to say if you've ever lost somebody, but yeah, if you've ever lost somebody, watching Afterlife is a good way to deal with that sort of element of feelings, to cover what maybe you've felt before in the past. And I think it's very important to go back and just see somebody else dealing with it who may have the same feelings as you and who expresses them in a slightly different way. Another show that's finished now that you may want to binge on, Marvel Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. finished with a bang, and it was a really impressive season finale. When I was talking about it, I was speaking about how it was going to be ending soon. It has now ended, And I think they did the best they could to wrap up every storyline they could and put a neat little bow on it. So I would check it out. It's on Disney Plus, all of the seasons of it. So if you wanted to watch through that, that would be great. There are dips over the years, but I think at the end it's wrapped around in quite a nice little way to cover itself off. A more obscure, oddball comedy that maybe was a bit on the lesser known side of things, I think, is Dave. I mean, they've been advertising it over here in the UK for an iPlayer. And it's about the, if you didn't check out that episode, it's about the rapper Lil Dicky, semi-autobiographical comedy about him trying to crack into the industry. And if you've not seen it, I do recommend checking it out. Again, that's not many episodes. I think 10 episodes, maybe 8. So if you get a chance, I would check out a couple of episodes of that. The podcast side, I only did recommend 2, but both of them are very good. So there's The Newsworthy, which is a daily news show which wraps up in about 10 minutes, and it's impartial news, mostly about American news, but still quite impressive. Interesting to listen to if you wanted to catch up on what's been going on in the US. My Brother and Me was the other one I recommended, which is a comedy show that's been running for over 10 years now, and it is really funny. It's about three brothers and giving life advice using Yahoo Answers as prompts, and as audience members write in answering their question. It's maybe a bit tongue-in-cheek, not very seriously, but very, very funny all the while. Of the movies I've recommended 20. Some of those I watched for the first time, some of those I was watching for the 100th time, but there are some ones I think in a similar vein to Afterlife. If you've ever seen somebody go through something with an illness, I think The Big Sick by Kumail Nanjiani, about as the autobiographical meeting with his wife, Emily, would be really good to watch. It's on Amazon Prime, and it's good to see somebody dealing with that sort of, somebody who's very ill. That'd be quite good to watch. Musicals, I've recommended a couple of them, both of them very good. So The Greatest Showman and Hamilton, both really good. The Greatest Showman being a movie with music interspersed, whereas Hamilton is a live recording, or several live recordings spliced together, of the musical Hamilton. Both very good, and The Greatest Showman especially great for a sing-along. So if you want something to watch and sing along with, I would recommend that. One that I watched for the first time and I was very impressed by was Spirited Away. I recommended that very recently, and it's a Studio Ghibli movie done by Hayao Miyazaki, and the animation in it is top notch, and the sort of themes it's dealing with of a child sort of coming in age and learning to take responsibility for their own life is really good, and it's a really nice message. It's crazy, and I mean, you just have to go along with the ride because the mythos around it, because it's all done through allegory and metaphor and with these fantastical beings. So it's very interesting to watch because it's completely off the charts, insane, but it's really good. I've watched a few of Christopher Nolan's movies. I don't think I recommended especially Inception, but I did watch it, and I watched Interstellar as well, and I watched The Prestige. Out of those, I would say, if you've not seen it before, The Prestige was quite a bit of a new one for me. With Hugh Jackman and Christian Bale and Scarlett Johansson and Michael Caine, a movie that I wasn't really expecting but was really surprising. Now, does it get better with rewatches? It probably does, because there is a twist in it that if you watch it again, you'll get more from it, obviously. As you do with most of these things with a twist, you see the hints of it early on. Speaking of twists, a movie that only came out last year, Knives Out, is another one to watch, a murder mystery that I recommended recently, with Daniel Craig as the detective in it, and Chris Pine's in it as one of the family, Tony Collette, and a load of other massive, massive actors. And it's a murder mystery in the form of something like a Miss Marple, but like I said with The Prestige, there's a twist in it, and once you see it, it's hard to unsee it the whole way through, but great nonetheless. If anybody's thinking of watching a foreign language movie, Battle Royale, which spawned a whole genre of video games as well as inspiring the Hunger Games, I would recommend, if you can get a hold of it, based on it's a Japanese movie where there is not 100 contestants, but a group, a class of students whittling down to one eventual winner by killing each other. It's very gory, so it's not for kids, but I would highly recommend it if you're wanting to go back and watch something and you don't mind the subtitles. So those were my recommendations. I would go back, and if not, you don't want to listen to the episode, I've put all of the names of the shows in the descriptions. So if you want to just flick through and pick out the ones you like, if you're listening to it on anchor.fm, they're all got hyperlinks where I found hyperlinks for where you can watch them as well. So if you're looking for a recommendation of a show to watch, I would go back over the episodes and find something that catches your eye. I've enjoyed doing these podcasts, and they're something to keep me busy while my wife's been away over the month of August. But yeah, we'll get back to you soon with more episodes, hopefully in the not too distant future. But thanks everybody for listening, and I won't speak to you tomorrow. So stay safe out there. Bye now.